Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
All right, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ Kahuna, and it's time for more AOR, melodic rock, melodic hard rock, 80s hard rock, with crunchy guitars, keyboards, bombastic vocals. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. Let's kick things off with a group called Price Sultan. This was a project put together by two childhood friends, ex-Meatloaf and Utopia bassist Kasim Sultan and ex-Scandal and Billy Idol drummer Tommy Price, both of whom would eventually join Joan Jett's band, the Blackhearts. Tommy Price was a professional drummer, but for this record, he sang and played guitar. The duo's one and only album was called Lights On, released by CBS Records in 1986. Their song No TV, No Phone was also featured in the 1987 film The All-Nighter, which featured Susanna Hoffs in her underwear. Let's hear a great song from the Price Sultan album Lights On. It's called Stories.
Somehow I just don't believe you, baby.
Yeah.
Brett Walker was born in Norman, Oklahoma. At the age of 21, he moved to Los Angeles, where he worked as a songwriter and played with the likes of Tawny Kane and Nick Gilder. In the late 80s, he put together his own project with drummer Tommy Muggs Kane, who was Jonathan Kane's brother. Tawny Kane was Jonathan Kane's wife. They called this group Person to Person, which referred to looking for a record deal, distributing your demo hand-to-hand, person-to-person. These demos were eventually released as a Brett Walker compilation called Person to Person. That's the numeral two. Amongst these demos was a song called Waiting for Love, which was a top 10 hit for Alias in 1991. Let's hear another great song by Brett Walker from the Person to Person demos. It's called No Shortcut to Paradise. So I played a Jimmy Harnon song on an earlier episode of AOR AOK when he took over the guitar vocals duties in his own solo project. But before that, he was the drummer in a local Pennsylvania band called Sync, which was made up of singer Lou Butwin, guitarist Dave Abraham, bassist James Donnelly, and keyboard player Chuck Yarmy, in addition to Jimmy Harnon on drums. Jimmy Harnon did sing one Sync song called Where Are You Now, which was released as a single and got some airplay locally. And the band eventually signed with Columbia Records and put out an album called Get the Feelin' in 1986. Let's hear a great song by Sync from that album. It's called Give Love Another Try. This next song, Solitary Night, was the recording debut of a guy named Robbie Valentine. It was performed by a band called Line, in which Robbie was the keyboard player, and he wrote the song, Solitary Night. That band, Line, only released that one single, but Robbie Valentine would go on to have a long career in the Netherlands, long solo career. But let's hear his recorded debut. This is a song by Line from 1986. It's called Solitary Night.
Fell in love before they knew. We were the love.
This next band, Desperate Angel, released one single in 1985, and it was recorded at a studio called Colorado Sound, so I'm guessing the band was from Colorado. The members of the band were Remington on vocals, Jeff Howard on guitar, R.S. Scott on guitar, Keith Ehrlich on bass, and J.C. Devon on drums. So let's hear the A-side of that Desperate Angel single from 1985. This is the band Desperate Angel, and the song is called Desperate Angel. This next band, Rampage, were a rock band from Lexington, Missouri. They formed in 1979, and they were in the final round of the Miller High Life Rock to Riches talent search in 1983. At that time, they were called Enos and the Invaders. They took first place in that competition, which landed them a record deal with a label called Fast Lane Records. And that same year, 1983, they released their self-titled debut album after they changed their name to Rampage. Let's hear a great song from that record called Find a Way. Bobby Rondinelli was the drummer in Rainbow for the first two Joe Lynn Turner albums. Then he left to form his own band, which he called Rondinelli, featured his brother Teddy on guitar, future White Lion bassist James Lamento on bass, and a singer named Ray Gillen, eventually most famous as the singer for the Jake E. Lee vehicle Badlands. The band Rondinelli quickly became popular on the East Coast club circuit, recorded a demo in late 1985, but James Lomenzo left the band shortly thereafter. They carried on for a while with Tommy Henriksen replacing him, but broke up in 1986 when Ray Gillen left the band to briefly replace Glenn Hughes in Black Sabbath. So Rondinelli recorded some songs in 1985, but they were not released until 1996 as a CD called War Dance. Let's hear a song from that CD by Rondinelli. It's called The One That Got Away.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for the traditional Canadian segment of AOR AOK.
Alpha Base, this is Bob McKenzie. I've spawned a fleshy-headed mutant in Sector 16B.
Oh, take off, you hoser!
Let's kick things off with a band called Prototype. This band formed in 1982, formed by guitarist-producer Dan Lowe, landed a record deal with Mercury Records, and in 1983 released a self-titled album produced by Dan Lowe. Let's hear a great song from it by Prototype. This is called Video Kids. Dan Lowe from Prototype would also produce this next album, which also included bassist from Prototype Brian Island on bass. Came out in 1984. It's by a Canadian AOR band called Quest, Q-W-E-S-T. They formed in Calgary in the late 70s. The band was formed by brothers Shelley and Barry Gellner. Let's hear a song from their 1984 album Dream Zone by Quest. This is called Don't Say No.
Love.
All right, let's close out the Canadian segment with a band you may have heard of called Harlequin. They formed in Winnipeg in 1975. Their first album, Victim of a Song, was released in 1979 by Epic Records and went gold in Canada. Harlequin would release three more albums in the 80s. We're going to hear a song from the band's third album, One False Move, came out in 1982. This is a song by Harlequin called Say Goodnight. All right, I can't really find any information about this next guy, Kevin McNally, except that he wrote, produced, and sang this next song for the Once Bitten soundtrack. That was a movie that starred Jim Carrey and Lauren Hutton. I played at least one song from that soundtrack on the 80s Boogaloo episode a while back. Let's hear another song from that soundtrack, Once Bitten. This is by Kevin McNally. It's called You're On My Mind.
Mind on your work or you're gone in the morning. you're breaking all the rules. You're on my mind.
You're on my mind.
JoJo were a German band, released one self-titled album in 1988. Let's hear a song from it called I Can Wait.
Yeah.
David Pack was the co-founder, guitarist, and main vocalist for semi-soft rockers Ambrosia. I played an Ambrosia song on the Soft Rock episode. In 1985, David Pack released a solo album called Anywhere You Go. Let's hear a song from that record by David Pack. It's called Won't Let You Lose Me. The Mugs were a California-based band, released one album in 1985 called Rockin' in the Midnight Light. Let's hear a song from it by The Mugs with two G's. This is a song called Come Back.
I was lonely at the top. Now I'm lost cause it's all gone. No one knows my name no more. To play that game, but the feeling's about to in my soul.
Come back, no one's gonna stand in my way.
Aidian or Aidian. It's A-I-D-E-A-N. We're a German band, formed in 1987, released one album in 1988 called Promises. Let's hear a song from it by Aidian or Aideen or Aideen. This is a song called Tokyo. The band Moritz, formed in London in 1986, released a four-song EP in 1987 called Shadows of a Dream. That EP by Moritz was reissued in 2008 with three bonus tracks that were recorded in the 80s. Let's hear one of the bonus tracks by Moritz. It's called Caught Up in the Action. Nightwork were a Texas band made up of former members of a band called Winter Cat with a K. They released a self-titled album in 1986. Let's hear a song from it by Nightwork. This is called Stealing Your Heart.
You're leaving.
Sargent were a Swiss band, released two albums in 1984 and 1986. Let's hear a song from the self-titled album by Sargent. It's called Make Your Move. The City were a studio band formed by producer Peter McEan, and the band featured former Men at Work drummer Jerry Spizer. They released an album on Chrysalis Records in 1986 called Foundation. Let's hear a song by The City. It's called Invisible Man.
Just disappear. The invisible man. looking in my future's like looking down a well.
Alright, I'm gonna read to you a bit from Wikipedia. Best remembered for his successful baseball career as a rising young star with the Montreal Expos, Warren Cromartie earned the affectionate nickname Crow and even had a candy bar named after him. After 10 years in the major leagues at only 30 years old, Cromartie became the first prominent American player still in his prime to sign with a Japanese baseball team. In Japan, Cromartie became a rock star of sorts, winning the coveted MVP award in 1989, and he led his team to the Japan Series Championship. What most people didn't know was the fact that Cromartie was an accomplished drummer who befriended and jammed with the Canadian rock band Rush. Cromartie's name appears on the back cover of Rush's 1982 album Signals, and he is also thanked in the liner notes. While in Japan, Crow formed an AOR band called Climb, with Austrian lead vocalist Joe Hamilton. In 1988, the band put out a limited edition album called Take a Chance that was released in Japan only. Crow enlisted a veritable all-star lineup for the Steve Klein-produced album, including Rush lead singer Geddy Lee, legendary Detroit session player and producer Bob Nazarian, Foreigner's lead singer Lou Gramm, and award-winning veteran industry vocalist Mitch Malloy. Hit songwriter Russ Ballard contributed a track, as did Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly, famous for Like a Virgin and True Colors. Let's hear a song by Climb from that album, Take a Chance. This is called Try On.
Take long. hard to find the time. Wrong must be made into right. So.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by Mark Pogue and Fortress. Mark Pogue was born and raised in Texas, where he picked up his first guitar at the age of 11. After moving to Tennessee in 1987, Mark had an album produced by former Kansas singer John Elefante. It's called Restoration. This is Christian rock, but it's also a great AOR song, so check it out by Mark Pogue and Fortress. This is a song called Who Do I Believe?
Get it in.
be back.